Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2024 at Cam High School in Oneida. We've got three young ladies we want to talk to here today, and we'll start with
Natalie Binken.
Okay. Natalie, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Blaine and Kim Binken, and I have a sister. Her name is Mallory.
Okay. Very good. Let's talk about your journey here at Cam. Talk about some of the classes and things that you enjoyed.
I've definitely enjoyed my ag classes. Ag has been a big part of my life, but I've also enjoyed vocal and really any classes because the teachers always make it fun.
Okay, well, which teachers are your favorites?
Again, the ag teachers. I like the ag-based classes, but the science teachers I typically enjoy too.
Okay. Tell me about some of the extracurricular activities that you've been involved in.
Oh gosh, there's a lot.
I got time.
So for sports, I do volleyball, softball, dance team. I'm also part of the National Honor Society. I do vocal and speech. I'm involved in 4-H outside, and I also am a part of the Cattlemen's and Iowa Corn Growers Association.
Why so busy?
I don't know. It's just good to be involved and get connections with people.
So do you find it a challenge then to try to budget your time to make all these things happen?
Most definitely, but I just prioritize what's most important and do that first.
But some of these things involve other people, so you've got other people that you are accountable to. Does that make it difficult?
Oh, yeah, it does.
It just does. Any favorites of all those things that you mentioned?
I don't know if I have a favorite. They're all good. I like, yeah, FFA, like I said, ag has been a big part of my life. And then I just like being involved in sports, being with my friends.
Okay. Always good to be around other people who have similar goals. Talk a little bit about accomplishments for you. Is there anything, one or two things that maybe during your high school career that years from now you'll look back on fondly?
Probably my leadership positions that I've had. FFA, I've been secretary and president for 2 years. Student council, I'm currently the president. I'm currently reigning as the Cass County Fair Queen, and I just gave up the position of Cass County Beef Queen. So just those big accomplishments, knowing that I'm helping people out and being a good leader towards others.
Yeah, some of those things have had us crossing paths a few times doing interviews over the years too. How scary is it to be that kind of a leader?
Oh, it's not too bad.
Talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending Southwestern Community College in Creston. I will be studying business, and I will also be a part of their dance team.
Okay. Why Southwestern?
I think that I just like the close relation that it has, and talking with the dance coach, she was super nice and super welcoming, and that made me feel at home there.
Okay, very good. Talk about the coursework then that you're going to study. What do you want to do with that?
After college, I want to get into real estate, so I think that working for a business degree would set me up for success in that career field.
Okay. Do you see that Southwestern as being the end for you, or do you want to go on to a four-year school after that?
Yeah, I think Southwestern will be the end. I want to get right into work after.
Okay. Can't wait to get started. Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do you think they should know before they start high school?
For the eighth graders, I think that they should definitely get involved because it's super fun and you also have the close relationships, but you also have to be organized and use your time management skills to make sure you're getting your schoolwork done, helping your family, spending time with them, and also attending your events that you need to go to.
All right, very good. Natalie, thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have
Jenna Platt.
Okay, Jenna, tell us about your family.
My parents are Joe Platt and Shayna Platt, and I have two younger siblings, Caitlin Platt and Cole.
Okay, very good. Talk about your schoolwork. What'd you enjoy?
I enjoy my science classes, anatomy and physics, as well as calculus and statistics.
All tough classes.
Yes.
Is that something? Do you like a challenge? I mean, you didn't come to school here just to waste your time.
No, I do like a challenge every once in a while.
Okay, very good. Talk about teachers. What teachers will you remember fondly from your high school days?
Honestly, all of them, but the ones that stick out in my head are Miss McAfee and Mrs. Thomas.
Why them?
I don't know. They've just always been willing to help me wherever I need it, and they will support me way beyond high school.
Okay, very good. Talk about extracurricular activities then for you.
Okay, volleyball, softball, dance team, golf, cheer, student council, NHS, FFA.
think we got them all. You almost need a list to start out with. Same as Natalie, you're very involved. Is that something you intended to do when you started school? Did you want to try to experience as much as you could?
Well, I knew I was going to be involved in a lot of sports, but I never knew how much. But I firmly believe that being involved is, you will never regret trying stuff out. So,
I mean, you can always move on, but yeah, you can't go back later on. So give it a shot while you have the opportunity. You only have a finite amount of time. Talk a little bit about some of those activities and things and accomplishments that you've had. Are there things that you're going to be most proud of when you look back?
Like Natalie said, probably leadership. I've been reporter for FFA, secretary, student council, class president for 3 years, and yeah, just being able to help everyone out.
Okay. Do you enjoy accomplishing things as an individual, or do you enjoy the team atmosphere more?
I would say the team atmosphere, but I mean, it's always good to accomplish something for yourself, but I think more so as a team.
Okay, very good. Well, you can't go as a team to college. You're moving on your own, so where are you going?
I'll be at Drake University studying pre-pharmacy, and I'll be double majoring as well in public administration.
Okay. Why Drake?
I like that it's close to home, and they also have outstanding academics.
Okay, very good. Talk about that career path that you're choosing then. I think I've kind of got it figured out, but tell me what you want to do with those lines of study.
I plan to use my degree to be a clinical pharmacist that'll work in a hospital, hopefully a rural hospital, and be able to serve those in the community.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Since high school, yeah. That's what I found myself most interested in.
Okay, how'd you get turned on to that?
Yeah, I've always knew I wanted to be in the medical field. I just wasn't sure which field, and pharmacy really stuck out to me. And also, I did an internship at Cass Health, and that really helped me set in stone what I wanted to do.
Sure. Do you see yourself, because you're talking about business also, do you see yourself maybe owning your own someday?
If that's where my path takes me, I guess so. I'm not sure.
Well, talk a little bit to those eighth graders now. What should they know before, to play off of your experience now, before they start high school?
I'd say most importantly, be respectful, be kind, get involved, and just show up. You'll never fail if you show up.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And next we have?
Kira Nichols.
Okay. Kira, tell us about your family.
My father is Terry Nichols and my mom is Amy Nichols. I have two siblings, Haley and Kyler. Haley is graduated now, and Kyler's an eighth grader.
All right, very good. Talk about your career or your path here at CAM High School. Talk about some of the coursework that you enjoyed.
I really enjoyed statistics with Mr. Arp, and you can never go wrong with PE for me.
All right, very good. Talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then for you.
Well, I do not have near as many as they do, but I've done basketball all 4 years of high school, and I was inducted into National Honor Society my sophomore year, and then I've tried out golf and soccer.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about teachers. Any teachers, coaches, instructors at all that you'll remember as being someone who really helped you in the right direction?
Mr. Arp, he's our statistics or math teacher here at CAM, and Grace McAfee. I never did any ag classes, but I was always in her room talking to her, and she's a wonderful teacher. And Mr. Wollum, he was my basketball coach all 4 years, and he's a great leader. And Dan Vargason, he is from Atlantic, but he was our soccer coach forever. And
talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be here in the fall?
I will be attending DMAC for criminal justice.
Okay. Why DMAC?
I chose DMAC because it's close to home, and my sister has gone there before, and they have an outstanding criminal justice program.
Okay, so criminal justice, what do you want to do with that?
Well, I'll come back home and more than likely work for the county or the Atlantic Police Department for a while, and hopefully I will get a canine because I've always looked at or wanted to be a canine unit, and then maybe move up to be a state trooper.
Okay, what got you interested in that?
I'm not really sure, just I've always wanted to be one since I was a young girl, and it's just really, I would really like to serve the community, and I love what they do.
Okay, very good. Talk about the accomplishments for you. What accomplishments will you be really proud of when you think back on your high school days?
It's got to be with basketball. We've made it to the regional final 2 times during my high school career, and making all district teams and all regional teams and the all-star games, that's just been a lot of fun for me, and I've just really enjoyed it.
Do you enjoy the team atmosphere then too?
Yes, I love being with the team. It's so much fun. We all joke around and we don't take anything too seriously. We're just having fun.
All right, very good. Well, it's no fun and games now for the eighth graders. They're looking ahead, scared to death about high school. What do they need to know before they start?
I want to say just be respectful, be kind to your teachers, be patient. They're here to help you, and just have fun. But show up. Show up every day and try your hardest.
All right. Kira, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Those are some of the tops of the class of 2024 at Cam High School.